Thanks for listening to Benefit from the Bible. We believe the Bible is God's Word for our temporal and eternal benefit. For anyone listening on an iPhone or iPad, install the free podcast app called Overcast. Then search for Benefit from the Bible. God bless your listening. Dear friends in Jesus Christ, as we begin a new church year today, we're going to focus on the church year, on its three times, on its six seasons, on what it's about and what we can expect to come in the year ahead, and also year after year here at Bethlehem. As I think about life, maybe your life is like this too, but life can consume all of our time and energy sometimes. It can even cause us to forget about Jesus, or at least sometimes life in this world tries to get us to forget about Jesus. Why should we not do that? He is the source of our physical and spiritual lives. He is the one who lived and died for our salvation, and he is our only way to heaven. Therefore, I believe that understanding and following the church year, that can be an excellent way to keep us week by week focused on our Lord Jesus Christ. First of all, as we come to the church year, it has three different times. So the most simple way to divide the church year up is into three categories. So you can see there that we have the time of Christmas, the time of Easter, and the time of the church. So during the time of Christmas, we have three church year seasons. That would be Advent, Christmas, and Epiphany. During the time of Easter, we have the seasons of Lent and Easter. And then during the time of the church, we only have one season, but we call it by two different names, which we'll come to a little bit later. Before I go on, let me just summarize the church year very briefly in my own words. So here we are in Advent, and we are anticipating and getting ready for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And then we come to the second season, and the Christ is born, and we celebrate his birth. And then we come to the third season of Epiphany. And what is Epiphany about? We're thinking, well, wait a minute now. This baby seems like an ordinary baby, and yet, how could he be God in human flesh? So in many and various ways, during Epiphany, God is showing us that, in fact, he is truly the Son of God, the promised Savior of the world. Once we know that for certain, now we transition into the season of Lent. And Lent is where our Savior now that we know who he is, he goes to the cross to receive our sin, to receive our punishment, and to lay down his life, to be the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And then we're thinking, oh, wait a minute now. The one that we thought was the Son of God, we thought he was going to win, and yet he died. Who wins by dying? But what happens, though? On the third day, we celebrate his resurrection as we go into the fifth season of the church year. And then during that season, we have all kinds of different appearances of the risen Christ, knowing that he is risen and that we will rise someday too. Death is not the end for us. And then we finally come to the final season, Trinity or Pentecost. And during that season, we are primarily remembering that as Christ lived and died for us, and since we know him, and since we have the Spirit of God living within us, and since we have the Word of God to guide us, now, during that season, we are focused on living for him who lived and died for us. So that's really the entire church here. Let's look at it in a little bit more detail here, though. What I want to do today is, with each season, we're going to look at a brief theme, a little bit at the color, a brief summary. Our special non-Sunday services that we have here at Bethlehem during each particular season, a hymn for the season, and also a prayer for the season. Let's go right into the season of Advent. The theme, Jesus is coming. The color is blue, blue for the sky, because we know that when he comes again, he will come from the sky. A summary. The season of Advent begins the church year and includes the four Sundays before Christmas. Advent is a time of both sorrow and gladness. So I'm going to say something similar when we come to Easter, but when you come to our Wednesday services, you'll notice I'm wearing black. That's the reminder that that's a season of sorrow. Why is that? Take a look at what it goes on to say. Sorrow, because our sins made his coming necessary. But also gladness, because he came to save us and will come again to forever bless those who know him as their Savior. During the season of Advent, we have some special non-Sunday services. Those would be the first three Wednesdays in Advent. This year, those would be on December 2nd, 9th, and 16th. We worship both at 11 in the morning and 7 in the evening, and we also have our free meals this year, too, at noon and 6. So those are excellent services to bring a friend or a neighbor to come and join you. They're shorter, they're simpler, they're friendlier with our free meals and so on. So I invite you to think about someone that you might be able to bring with you. Let's go on to a hymn for the season of Advent, The Advent of Our King. Let us pray. Stir up your power, O Lord, and come, that by your protection we may be rescued from the threatening perils of our sins and saved by your mighty deliverance. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Now we move into the second season of the church year called Christmas. The theme, very simply, Jesus is born. The color is white because the baby Jesus is the Holy Son of God. The summary. The short two-Sunday season of Christmas begins on Christmas Eve. Along with the holy angels, we glorify God the Father and rejoice in our Lord Jesus Christ, who was long ago promised. And of course, that promise happened back to Adam and Eve. Long ago promised, Holy Spirit conceived and virgin born. Why? To save us from our sins. Our special non-Sunday services include Christmas Eve at 6, Christmas Day at 10, New Year's Eve at 7. As we think about our special services, I would invite you to realize that those are not more options, but those are times to gather even more because of the great things that God has done for us in order to gather more, to learn more, to worship more, to rejoice more in our Lord Jesus Christ. Now we go on to a hymn for the Christmas season. Let us pray. O God, our Maker and Redeemer, you wonderfully created us, and in the incarnation of your Son, yet more wondrously restored our human nature. Grant that we may ever be alive in him who made himself to be like us. We pray through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Now we come to the third season of the church year, the season of Epiphany, and the theme, Jesus is God. Like I said in my summary earlier, we're kind of wondering, how could this infant child, how could he be God? Well, we find that out in many and various ways during the season of Epiphany. The color is white. Why? Because Jesus lived a sinless life in our place. We could not do it, so he steps in and he did it for us. The summary. The season of Epiphany begins on January 6th as we remember the Magi worshiping the infant Jesus and presenting him with the gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. As the season continues, we focus on Jesus' baptism, Jesus' miracles, Jesus' teachings, and Jesus' transfiguration. All such things help us to know that Jesus is the Son of God in human flesh, the promised Savior of the world. We now go on to a good Epiphany hymn, Songs of Thankfulness and Praise. Let us pray. O God, by the leading of a star, you made known your only begotten Son to the Gentiles. Lead us, who know you by faith, to enjoy in heaven the fullness of your divine presence. We pray through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. And now we move into the fourth season, the season of Lent, the theme, Jesus died for our sins. The color is purple. We're thinking about his passion, his suffering, by which he removed our sins. A summary. The season of Lent begins on Ash Wednesday, reaches its climax on Good Friday, and concludes on Holy Saturday. Lent is also a time of both sorrow and gladness. Like I mentioned during Advent, wearing the black color on Wednesdays, the same is true for Lent. So when you see that color, we remember this reality that we have sinned, and now God has to do something extraordinary to take away that sin. During Advent, the extraordinary thing he did was put on human flesh. During Lent, the extraordinary thing he did was to take our sin, take our punishment, and lay down his life. We don't want to forget those realities. So year by year, with the church year, we're focusing on those things. So sorrow is part of Lent because our sins made Jesus' death necessary, but gladness because he willingly endured so very much for our salvation. We remember his perfect obedience to his Father, his great love for us as he allowed himself to be arrested, beaten, and crucified. Note how I said that. He allowed that to happen to himself. People did not overpower him. He is God in the flesh. He allowed people to do that to him for our benefit. Then our sins became his, and God punished him in our place. Then he laid down his life. During the season of Lent, we have these special non-Sunday services. So on the first six Wednesdays of Lent, we're gathering at 11 a.m., 7 p.m. Holy Thursday, 11 a.m., 7 p.m. Good Friday, 11 a.m., 7 p.m. Those are times of special devotion, times to realize how very devoted our Lord Jesus Christ was to us in coming and living and dying. So God calls us to extra devotion during those times of year, Advent and Lent. I hope that you will come and join us when we come to that season. We now go on to a very good Lenten hymn, When I Survey the Wondrous Cross. Let us pray. Almighty God, graciously behold this your family for whom our Lord Jesus Christ was willing to be betrayed and delivered into the hands of sinful men to suffer death upon the cross. We pray through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. We now move into the fifth season of the church year, the season of Easter, the theme, Jesus is risen. The color is white. Even though Jesus received our sins, paid our penalty, and laid down his life, now he is our risen and holy Savior and Lord. The white reminds us of that reality. Here's a summary. The season of Easter begins on the celebration of Jesus' resurrection and includes his ascension, which takes place 40 days after his resurrection. It also includes the day of Pentecost, which comes 50 days after his resurrection. Since Jesus has been raised, we know his teachings are true. We know his sacrifice has been accepted by God the Father, and we know that death is not the end for us. We know that we will be raised and live forever when he returns. During the season of Easter, we have one special non-Sunday service that would be our Ascension Day service. We gather on a Thursday, 40 days after Easter. We typically have a meal at 6, we have a service at 7, and knowing that Jesus is now our ascended Lord and Savior, that's a very important thing to know, to remember, to rejoice in. I hope you come and gather with us on that day. Let's go on to a joyful Easter hymn, Jesus Christ is Risen Today. Let us pray. Almighty God, through your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, you overcame death and opened to us the gate of everlasting life. We humbly pray that we may live before you in righteousness and purity forever. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Going on to season number 6, the final season, we call it by two names, Pentecost and also Trinity. The theme, through Jesus we live. The color is green for new life. Think about it like this, since we live through Jesus, we also live for Jesus. Here's a summary. At Bethlehem we call the sixth final and longest season by two names, Pentecost and Trinity. I think for most congregations, they're choosing either one name or the other, but I think both names have important significance, so we retain both of them here at Bethlehem. Let me explain. Trinity is the older and more logical name. The first Sunday in this season is called the Holy Trinity. On that day, we focus on the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, their work to create us, redeem us, and keep us in the one true faith. Pentecost is the newer name, but note this one point of confusion, though. The day of Pentecost does not begin the season of Pentecost. See, that would make sense if it did. The season of Christmas really begins on the day of Christmas. The season of Epiphany begins on the day of Epiphany. The season of Easter begins on the day of Easter. But not here, though. We have a season we're calling Pentecost, and yet Pentecost is actually part of the Easter season, the season before the season of Pentecost. Can you see the confusion? However, calling the season Pentecost is a wonderful reminder that we, as believers in Jesus, have the blessing of the Holy Spirit, who has united us to Christ, who keeps us in Christ, who enables us to understand the Bible, and who empowers us to live unto God's glory. During the season of Pentecost Trinity, we really only have one special non-Sunday service, and that would be the one we had last week on Wednesday evening, our Thanksgiving Eve service. Thank you to those who came. And if you missed out, I would invite you to go to our church website. You can either read or listen to the sermon. You can catch my email that I sent. Makes it real easy to either read or listen to the sermon or subscribe to our free podcast. And then again, a very easy way to listen to the sermon. I think it was an important message that God wants all of us to hear, understand, and apply in our lives. Let's go on to a good Pentecost Trinity hymn as we come to the hymn, O Holy Spirit, Enter In. Let us pray. O God, on this day, you once taught the hearts of your faithful people by sending them the light of your Holy Spirit. Grant us in our day, by the same Spirit, to have a right understanding in all things and evermore to rejoice in his holy consolation. We pray through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. So that is the church year. Three times, six seasons. It takes us through the entire coming, life, death, resurrection, and ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ. It also includes the pouring out of the Holy Spirit, and it includes our lives in Christ, not only during the season of Pentecost Trinity, but throughout the entire year. I hope you can see how that all fits together and how as we gather week after week, God can use the church year to help us remember about our Lord Jesus Christ, to remember our relationship with him, and to remember how he's calling us to be day by day, week by week in this life, until finally he brings us home to himself. I pray that what has been said today will encourage all of us to want to gather each week and grow up in our Lord Jesus Christ. And all God's people said, Amen. Thanks for listening. If you are searching for a church, attend with us at Bethlehem. We are located at 7500 State Road in Parma. This is our Sunday schedule, service at 8, classes at 9:30, service at 10:45. During Advent, this is our Wednesday schedule, services at 11 and 7, free meals at noon and 6. For many other ways to benefit from the Bible, visit our website, BethlehemLutheranChurchParma.com. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you.